With his owner's manual he gave us a set of rules, and he told us some things to do, and he said, if you will do these things, I will bless you beyond your wildest dreams. Now, how many of us want to be blessed? Amen. Hey, we want to be blessed. Well, when you get tired of being sick and tired, you know, you can come to Jesus by faith and he'll set you free.
Yes, he will.
He'll do great and mighty things. We've seen him do these things. Now then, one of those wonderful rules I want to show you is one of the hardest ones for us to live in. And I want us to go, we're going to go in the NLT to start off with. We're going to go to Matthew chapter 7, verse 12. One verse. I want you to see what this says. Now, this is a golden rule. You know, you've heard this all your life. Do for others what you would have them do for you. This is a summary of all that is taught in the law and the prophets. Now, does that sound so hard? Do for others what you would have them do for you. That's like a lady was telling me this week. She said this man was married to this woman, and she had had one baby and had another one on the way, and she was having a little bit of problem at home. Now, she was having trouble getting the laundry done, getting the cooking done, and taking care of him. And so when he would come in the afternoon and there would be clothes in the floor, he would pick them up and throw them at her. Now then, this golden rule, you know what the golden rule would do? He would come in, he would pick it up and say, honey, let me, all this stuff is in the floor. This need to be washed. And she said, well, yes, but the babies have given me so much trouble today. I haven't had time to do it. He said, no problem. Let me pick up everything, put it in the basket. Let me take it in and put it in the washing machine and wash it for you. And then I'll go and get it and take it out and put it in the dryer. And then I'll fold it or I'll hang it up and put it in the closet for you. What? I'm a man. I ain't supposed to do that. But that's not what the king said, is he? Do unto others. Now, did he want her to do good things for him? Take care of him? And yes, but he only sees one side. See, now, I know a lot of men like that, don't you? Some of you ladies are saying, yes, I know one like that. I got one like that. You know, no, I hope you don't have one like that. I hope you have one like this. I hope you have one that he will do for others what you would like them to do for you. Now, of course, the Lord says this is a summary of all that is taught in the law and the prophets. Now, if you can obey that one command, it's amazing what God will open up to you and to your understanding. He will give you great and wonderful revelation if you'll meet that golden rule, the royal law of love. Now then, let's go to verses 13 and 14. And I'm going to show you something here in verse 13 and 14 of Matthew. It's amazing what he puts right after this. Let's go back to that. Go back, Dave. I'm sorry. I was one out of... Job chapter 4, verse 8. I want you to see something here that if we do things for others like we're supposed to do, I want to show you something here I found in Job chapter 4, verse 8. It says, my experience shows that those who plant trouble and cultivate evil will harvest the same. So if this man comes in and if he's hard on his wife, mean to her and doing all these things, he is, my experience in life, just like Job's, shows that those who plant trouble and cultivate evil will harvest the same. So if you want to harvest all kinds of bad things, if you want to harvest sickness and disease, you want to harvest children running off and doing bad things, and you just want to harvest all kinds of evil things, just continue to sow it. You know, we've heard this old rule of sowing and reaping, right? In other words, how many of you know that if you sow corn, you don't get wheat? It ain't never happened, has it? So my experience shows that those who plant trouble and cultivate evil will harvest the same. So do you want to harvest good? Then what are you going to have to sow?
Good.
Good. That's absolutely right. Let's get another one of these. Let's let another one of these. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6. Now, of course, Paul was talking here as he wrote this actually about giving in the monetary world, but it'll work in any part of it. Remember this, a farmer who plants only a few seeds will get a small crop, but the one who plants generously will get a generous crop. Now, do you really want to be blessed?
Yes, sir.
Then you're going to have to do more than just a few little deeds, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
If you do one or two little deeds for somebody, that's all that's going to come back to you, one or two. But if you do a whole lot of good deeds for a whole lot of people, a whole lot of good will come back to you. Let's get to one more of these, and then we'll go on in the Scriptures. Galatians chapter 6, verse 7 through 10 says, don't be misled. Remember that you can't ignore God and get away with it. Now, how many people today are trying to ignore God? There's a whole bunch of them, but let me tell you, don't be misled. Remember that you can't ignore God and get away with it. He's watching you all the time. You will always reap what you sow. How often are you going to reap what you sow? That's written in the Word. That's kind of scary, isn't it? But think about it this way. If you reap what you sow, if you sow good all the time, what are you going to reap all the time?
Good.
Hey, I like that. Don't you, Ernest? I love that. I love that. So, if you always reap what you sow, then I want to sow good. And so, because that's what I want. I mean, if I sow good, I want to reap good. So, it says, those who live only to satisfy their own sinful desires will harvest the consequences of decay and death. Ooh. Those who live only to satisfy their own sinful desires is going to cause you to die early. Decay, you're going to be sick. Just think, you start talking evil about somebody. You start being mean to somebody. You start doing all kinds of bad things. What's it going to do? It's going to bring forth decay, sickness, and disease, and eventually death. Now, I don't want to go there, do you? I mean, if this is written in God's Word, then you cannot change it. I mean, you can, somebody say, I don't believe that. Boy, it don't make any difference whether you believe it or not. If it's put in that book, God will do it. You know, and because we know He'll do what He said, that's why we can get to the point where we can guarantee His Word.
Amen.
When we tell people, you know, if you'll obey Him, He'll bless your socks off. Well, everybody wants to be blessed. That's like that town we were in the other day. We were speaking out of town here a while back, and there was a lady came up, and she had several children, you know, from one, two, three, right down the row. And she said, I need you to pray for me for healing. I said, healing of what? She said, I have been diagnosed with a mild type of cancer in my uterus. I said, where's your husband? She got all these children. She said, well, he's not here. He's somewhere else. I said, so are you and him living together at the present time? She says, no. I said, well, while he's gone, are you having sex with some other man? And she said, yes, I am. I said, well, do you want to die with cancer of your uterus or not? She said, well, of course I don't. I said, well, let me tell you, it ain't going to do no good for me to pray for you until you repent and stop doing what you're doing. Because what you're doing is what's brought this cancer upon you. I said, now, if you'll make God a promise, you know, what did it say up there? Don't be misled. Remember that you can't ignore God and get away with Him. How often can you get away with this with God? Does He know what you're doing all the time? I mean, that's why some of us are in trouble. Because He knows what we're doing all the time. And does He know when we believe Him or when we don't believe Him? And just like when I asked the Lord that question years ago, when I got a hold of this, I said, Lord, if all these wonderful things are real, then why have I been sick so many times since I accepted you as my Lord and Savior? And He spoke to me audibly. And He said, son, I am a faith God. Without faith, it's impossible to please me. And He said, you have never received me as your healer by faith in my word. Now then, was that a sin? Absolutely. I didn't believe what He had written. And so I'd been sick off and on many times all those years because I was living in sin of unbelief. But that day, 20-something years ago, I received Jesus as my healer by faith in His Word, and praise the King, not had a sick day since. Now, that something happened there, didn't it? Something happened. I received Him by real faith. Now, if you had asked me a few years before that, Thurman, do you have faith? Guess what I'd have told you? Of course I have faith. I'm like this lady. I spoke at a lady's funeral yesterday. She was a great friend of mine. She was 90 years old. 90 and a half years old. And she used to come to my Bible study class, even out at Tim's gym. She used to come out there and come up the stairs. When it got to where I had to go down and help her get up the stairs every time before, so she could get there, she finally said, Thurman, you're either going to put an elevator in out here or I'm going to have to stop coming to Bible study. I told her, I said, you're going to have to learn how to walk by faith. But she never did get a hold of it. Never did. But I will have to say, the burning desire this woman had was for her children, her family. She wanted her family, which was a large family, she wanted them all saved. And yesterday there was four preachers spoke at her funeral. And every one of them had the same thing to say about her. Every time I'm around her, she wants me to kneel here on the floor with her and call the names of all of her children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, that they'll come into the kingdom of God and get saved. Amen. I mean, that's what she wanted. Amen. You know, and she was trying her best. She used to tell me, Thurman, I'm trying my best to walk in faith. But her confession never agreed. She never did acquire that faith that really stepped out and said, by the stripes of Jesus, praise God, if He said it, it's mine. I'm healed. Right. She never really got there. But she was trying. Now, then, of course, she lived about 85 of those years before she met me in the Bible study class. And then, of course, she was going to a ladies' elderly class, and somebody told her about this crazy guy upstairs that's preaching on healing. And so she said, well, I'm going to go check him out. And she stayed in my Bible study class until I left the church. It's amazing, you know, what she did learn. But don't be misled. Remember that you can't ignore God and get away with it. You'll always reap what you sow.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.